I was dreaming that we would win the war.
Tweens, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
Most radio shows don't come with a demonstration, but most radio shows aren't Radio Wonderland.
Greatest hits.
Right, so then I take more pieces of live radio, slice them, fit them into the groove, and then in a few minutes you get something like...
In LA, some restriction applies.
It's radio made completely out of radio. I'm Joshua, but you just call me Radio Wonderland.
10:30 a.m. Saturday mornings till 11.
Some restrictions apply. El patrocinio de WGXC es proporcionado en parte por la Asociación Olana, presentando el tercer jueves de cada mes un día de visitas guiadas y concluyendo con el programa artístico Melodías con Paisajes. Los visitantes pueden experimentar sonidos globales mientras contemplan los paisajes del Valle de Hudson. Este mes, el grupo afro-brasileño y de Caribe Heard World se presentará el jueves 21 de agosto de 12 a 19 horas. Todos están bienvenidos. Más información en olana.org/Third Thursdays.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Carol Friedman of Hudson, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
You are tuned into a rebroadcast of a past live WGXC show.
Seconds.
Okay, well, thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for all of our listeners calling in, texting in.
Marion, you are...
My name is Liz Kirkus from Catskill, and you're listening to WGXC Accra, Catskill, and Hudson.
We would still be friends, but I'll admit that I was glad it was over.
Change your number, 'cause I need that gold.
always something that I've done.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and we got a new guest today, and he's going to tell you his DJ name. It was pretty good, in my opinion.
DJ Rizzler.
We got DJ Rizzler up in here, and today we have an amazing show set up for you. We have some community events that are happening. We're going to do a little bit of Would You Rather, and we have some fun facts and some trivia quizzes. So if you want to have some fun, stay tuned. And if you want to listen to some music, you're in luck, because we're going to go and do one more song, and then we're going to come back and have a great time with everybody. I hope you guys have been enjoying your day, and without further ado, let's do this thing.
So tell me, was it real or was it just pretend? Calling till the morning just to call again. I could never be the one to just be friends. Can we call again? Can we fall again? Can you write me in your stories that you always talking about? And I promise they never bore me when they're coming from your mouth. Tell your mama that I'm sorry for the words I can't pronounce. She always said you were too good for me. Is she glad I'm no longer around? So tell me, was it real or was it just pretend? Calling till the morning just to call again. I could never be the one to just be friends. Can we call again? Can we fall again? So tell me all the places that you wanna see. If it were up to me, we'd have a time machine. So I can take you all the places that you've never been. Just you and me, making history. I find pieces of our life in my mind. Colors of the sky in your eyes. Fragments of the truth in your lies. So tell me, was it real or was it just pretend? Calling till the morning just to call again. I could never be the one to just be friends. Can we call again? Can we fall again? So tell me all the places that you wanna see. If it were up to me, we'd have a time machine. So I can take you all the places that you've never been. Just you and me, making history. I know that you're waiting for me. Tell me you adore me. Then you go and break my heart again. I know that you're perfect for me. Tell me that you're sorry. Won't you please just take my heart again? So tell me, was it real or was it just pretend? Calling to the morning just to call again. I could never be the one to just be friends. Can we call again? Can we fall again? So tell me all the places that you wanna see. If it were up to me, we'd have a time machine. So I can take you all the places that you've never been. Just you and me, making history. Tell me, was it real? 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 Tell me, was it real?
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm joined with...
DJ Rizzler.
Amazing name. Just have to add that again. Like, I think that might be the best DJ name we got, to be honest with you. And he picked out what we're going to do first. We're going to do a Guess the Song challenge. Now, this is mainly going to be songs from 2000 to 2024. So if you like that kind of music, you're in luck today. That's like Taylor Swift.
Do you know
Swift.
This song?
I don't know that, though.
No, that's Miley Cyrus.
Complicated.
Neither. We both got that one. That's crazy. I know her music, though. Oh. I know it, do you?
I can't remember.
Do you want the answer?
Sure.
So, I know, I think it's Jimmy by something more. Oh my god, I had it and then it slipped me. This is so sad. Jimmy, the middle. How can I forget that one? That's such a good song. So that's Linkin Park.
Can you guess the song?
Do you know the name of the song, though? I want to say Wake Me Up, but that might be too simple, you know? That may be like a red herring.
Bring me to life.
Bring me to life. I don't think that's that song name. I just kind of knew it by its chorus.
Oh, I do not know the song.
Feel the rain on your skin. Ignore my pretty awful vocals. But that's the song. I don't know its name.
Where is the love?
Where is the love? Dying, children hurt, and you hear them crying. Can you pray? So we're going to do a few more, and then we're going to go into a witchy. When you're spending every day. Which one is that?
She Will Be Loved.
I know it. I can't think of the name of the person.
Demi Lovato. I don't know.
Not Demi Lovato.
How to Save a Life.
Oh my god. So we're gonna do one more and then hop into a Would You Rather. Oh, I know this one. That's Candy Shop by 50 Cent.
Candy Shop.
I wish they would let you know the artist name too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That'd be like extra points. But now that we did some of that, we're going to go into a few Would You Rathers.
So, I can't wait.
Do you want to read them or would you like me to?
I'll read them.
All right. Let's do this thing.
Okay. So the first one is, would you rather live in a house with no windows or live in an all glass house?
Now that is the question of the century. I feel like an all-glass house is just way too accident-prone.
Yes. So I would live in a house with no windows.
Yeah. You know the saying, don't throw rocks if you live in a glass house?
Yep.
That's the epitome of that as a question. So the consensus was 64% of people agreed with us. They would want a house with no windows. You know, that would be really good for the winter time, nice and warm. But the summer, ooh, you better have that bad boy air conditioned. Oh, we're not gonna. Should we do this one?
All right. All right. So the second, would you rather would you rather always be constipated or always have diarrhea?
Now this is not our question. This is on wouldyourather.io. If you want to play on your free time, but right now, just chill and play along with us. Now this is a bad one. I don't know.
I would probably be always constipated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Save some time. Now, I know after a while it does not feel good, but neither does diarrhea, so I'm going to have to agree with you.
Yeah.
And 60% of people agree with us.
Yep.
So, would you rather
lose all your memories but keep skills, or lose all your skills but keep memories.
I'm losing my memories, personally.
Oh no. Oh, this is such a tough one.
This is a tough one.
I'm losing all my memories.
You are?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Now, me personally, I don't want to relearn everything I've already spent so much time on. Getting to re-know the people in my life, that sounds kind of cool, though. Like, you get to meet everybody for the first time.
And maybe you'll learn something about them that you didn't know before.
That's good. Now, let's see. We were actually in the minority here. Only 45% of people agree with us.
55 disagree.
Now, this one is easy, in my opinion.
Would you rather fart in public or burp in public?
Definitely burp in public.
Yes.
That one's a no-brainer. 90% of people watch. Nope, 75. Oh. Who's the 25% of people who would rather fart in public?
Okay, those are some weird
They're coming
people.
To get you guys. We're going to lock you up.
Alright.
Ooh.
Alright. Would you rather give up your favorite food forever or give up your favorite drink forever? Oh, I think I might have to go with... drink.
I have to go with food here because my favorite drink is water, and I would be miserable without water for the rest of my life.
Oh, yeah, I'm choosing drink.
You're choosing drink? Hey, welcome, welcome.
DJ Pepper back.
Grab the microphone and take a seat. We're doing some Would You Rathers, my friend. So DJ Pepper was planning the show with us. He had a lot of great ideas. He just had to run... quick errand, quick, with our manager.
I was putting flyers out around Catskill.
That's awesome. He's putting some flyers up for us. DJ Pepper is a reliable go-to guy, stand-up guy. So, would you like to read this one, since you're here?
Would you rather give up your favorite food forever or give up your drink or give up your drink?
Favorite drink
forever.
Ooh, so we agreed on favorite drink. What about you?
What would you agree on?
Oh, I would agree on favorite drink for sure.
Yeah.
It's, would you rather only be able to sing or only be able to dance? I think I would only be able to sing.
Me too, me as well.
So wait, do you guys know the movie Lyle Lyle Crocodile?
No, I like the name of it though.
It's this crocodile that's only able to sing. It's played by Shawn Mendes.
Shawn Mendes is in it? That's funny.
Yeah, he plays a crocodile. He can only sing. He can't talk. But that's his like way of talking. And he has to go and show the police and everything so he doesn't get locked up that he can sing. And then he goes into a court case, and he's able to, like, be saved. And everybody, like, helps him and says, let Lyle sing. And then his old owner, he comes in, and he brings in, like, this paper that says that that apartment can own any exotic animal ever.
Now, that's a piece of paper I would like to have. I would have a pet chimpanzee, a pet parrot.
I would have a pet pig.
My house would be crazy.
I would have a pet pig.
That's a good one. Yeah. I think you might be able to do that.
Well, you actually are. But you gotta have, like, a license, I think, or something to be able to have a baby.
DJ Pepper, did you hear his DJ name?
What's your DJ name?
DJ Rizzler.
DJ Rizzler's crazy.
Right? That's what I said. That's a pretty good one, though. He was pretty smart for picking that. So what about you, DJ Pepper? Would you rather only be able to sing or only be able to dance?
I would only
want
to be able to sing.
See, that's
I'm horrible at dancing.
Dancing is cool, but I like singing.
Yeah.
I think I have more fun.
Yeah,
turns out 68% of people agree
with us.
Yep.
So, would you rather lose your sense of smell or lose your sense of taste?
I would hate to lose my sense of taste.
Yeah.
Yes, because
sense
everything
smell,
would taste weird.
Yeah, sense of smell is kind of a bonus, you know?
Yeah, actually.
If there's somebody smelly in public, you don't gotta deal with that.
Like,
I would go into the youth fair smelling all the food from the tent.
Oh, that's a good point.
I would actually want to lose my taste. Cause,
that's a hard
like,
one.
If you smell something, like say you smell something and it smells good, and it's bleach. Just eat it.
But 76% of people would rather lose their sense of smell.
Yeah.
We're going to do one more and then go to a quick song break.
Oh, I would like to read this one.
Go for it.
All right. So would you rather have an unlimited army of gnomes for eternity or be a demigod?
That's tough. That's a really tough
one. That's a really tough one.
Speak English, guys.
So, you know gnomes, right?
No.
You know, like, the things people put on their gardens? Like, they have a big red hat, super small.
Yeah, weird. Would you rather no eyes.
Unlimited army of them.
Sure.
Or have powers like Hercules from the movie.
I would have powers like Hercules.
Or Maui, Moana.
Yeah.
I would rather be a demigod because you don't know what powers you're going to get. It never mentioned.
Yeah, but don't get me wrong. An unlimited army of gnomes is super cool.
Yes.
Imagine just summoning that if you got beef with somebody. You got beef with somebody and then gnomes.
They'll be like, what the heck?
Gnomes, assemble!
But be a demigod has its perks. And 71% of people agree with us. So, if you guys are enjoying this friendly banter, and you like Would You Rather, then stick around. And if you like songs, then it's your lucky day. Because we're going to go into Dirt Road by Kid G, and we're going to be right back.
Your name off of my mind. Whoa, windows down, speakers bumping like whoa. Live my life like a dirt road. Take it slow. Let's see how far we can go. When tomorrow comes, we can do it again. Loving, drinking, fighting with all my friends. Whoa, windows down, speakers bumping like whoa. Live my life like a dirt road. Kicking up dust, slinging rocks, shotgun rider, watch for cops. The neighbors hate us, want us to stop. Bass too loud, but we can't stop. I done forgot about you and all your games. Do not tell me that I'm swerving. This dirt road don't have a lane. My buddy Nikki out the window, AR-15 got good aim. Copenhagen got me buzzing, got me spinning in my brain. If I take this turn too fast, it might hit me back. So I grab the wheel, relax, and I drop it in the second county. Boy, is what I'm repping. Beretta and Smith and Wesson's never hiding. I've been riding this old dirt road, got me sliding. I should've never called last night. We break up and make up and we do it again. I need another beer, don't want my vision clear. Small town, so I see you everywhere. Oh, windows down, speakers bumping like oh. Live my life like a dirt road. Oh, windows down, speakers bumping like oh. Lord, thank you for this dirt road.
solo, no mojo, I bounce back, no pogo, unhappy, no homo, new brands, no logos, money on my juggler, natural hustler, think I need a smuggler up in Russia, you could be my butler, shine my cutler, shout out to Oyenda, that's the guzzler, okay, next thing, my life is a wet dream, I call it a sex scene, the back is a nice tease, I tried to escape, my life is an x-ray, I'm sorry, a sex tape, you only get one take, quiet on the set, please. Rolling anxiety in 3, 2. Anxiety, keep on trying me. I feel it quietly, trying to silence me. Yeah. Anxiety, shake it off of me. Somebody's watching me. It's my anxiety. What's in that clear blue water? No limits, no borders. What's in that new world order? Marco, Marco, Polo, Polo, Negro, run from Popo, Popo. That blue light in that Rojo, Rojo. And it's like I get this tightness in my chest, like an elephant is standing on me, and I just let it take over.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. I am joined with
DJ Rizzler,
DJ Pepper.
DJ Pepper. We got a three-man show for you today, and we were just doing some Would You Rathers. But quick, we wanted to do a shout-out to the Catskill Food Pantry, because they help so many people, and you know, there might not be some people who don't know about it.
Yes, they do.
So it's really important that we just let everybody know about it. So the Catskill Food Pantry was open earlier today.
Yep.
But don't worry, because you can always go there next week. Mm-hmm. It is open every week on Friday from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Parish Hall of St. Luke's Church, 50 William Street in Catskill.
Yeah.
So big shout out to them. Now we're actually going to go into some fun facts. So the history. You want to read the first one or do you want me to? I got you. So this is from Drum Center of Portsmouth. DrumCenterH.com. And this is the history of drums. A brief history lesson for drummers. Drumming dates back to thousands of years ago. Before people developed the drum set we know today, they were already using other percussion instruments. Historians believe that human beings used to beat on objects and bodies or stomp on the ground to produce musical sounds. A
mean, hey, we still do that today.
Yeah.
You know that one song? We will rock you.
Oh, by Queen?
Stomp. Yeah. So it doesn't surprise me that people were doing it way back then, too.
Yep.
Producing sound was useful for both communications and as an accompaniment for dancing. It moved people's minds and hearts during events and religious ceremonies. The ancient desire for a rhythm developed over time to modern drum kits that we have today. Below is how drums have developed and evolved over years. So we're going to skim through this a little bit. So the first drum that we know seems to be cymbals. Huh, that's not the one I would think of, right? So I'd think bongos, but that comes a little bit later. Cymbals happened in 1100 BC, but the bongos happened in the 1800s.
That's crazy.
Right? I thought bongos were a little bit...
older than that.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, because usually the Indians were, like, making all this stuff, too.
Mm-hmm. The bongos comes from the Cuban and African cultures. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And the drum set, that's the one we all know and love. The discovery of the first drum set occurred in the late 19th century. At the time, it took multiple people to play all the parts, including the snare, cymbals, bass, and other percussion instruments. Dee Dee Chandler discovered a way to play all of these parts together, thus inventing the first drum kit.
Yeah.
And that was, drum kits became popular in America during the 1960s due to the emergence of individualism. Musicians added more cymbals in the bass drum to create modern drum kits.
That's pretty cool.
Now we know more about drums.
What about electric drums?
Electric drums? That's a good one. We're going to see when that was invented, too. Electric drum sets were invented in the early 1970s.
That's right.
Huh. That's a lot. What's it called? Earlier than I thought it would be. I thought it'd be in like the 80s or 90s at least.
All that electric and like how getting the sound together and like all the headphones and stuff.
Yeah, right? I wonder when, because you need to have some sort of speaker or amp.
Yeah, when was the first speaker made?
Was made in 1876.
Wow. So they had the electric a long time.
Yeah, look at that. Huh.
They
by Alexander Graham Bell. You learn something new every day. Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
So now that we talked about...
And now we got like 25s and all that other stuff.
Yeah, right? We got big amps, big speakers. But before, it wasn't that simple. Now we're going to go right back into the Would You Rather.
Would you rather have a lazy partner or have a stupid partner?
I'm saying stupid.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, for sure.
Because then you could try to teach them more stuff, like get them more advanced.
Yeah. Also, just because somebody isn't smart doesn't mean they're not a good person.
Yeah.
A lot of the times, the smarter somebody is, the more annoying they are.
Yeah.
That's not always the case. There's a lot of brilliant people that are super well-spoken and super kind, but you know, there's that certain arrogance that comes about sometimes, and I feel like a lot of the times, this sounds messed up, but the stupider somebody is, the nicer they are too.
Yes.
So let's see, 43% of people agree, 57% of people would rather have a lazy partner.
Well,
that's fair. Well, I could see both sides on that one.
Nope. I already saw one of the choices.
Ooh.
Nope.
Wow. Yeah, this... I think I'm losing a toe here. That's how bad these choices are. So, would you rather shave your eyebrows once a month or lose one toe of your choice? I'm losing a toe. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
one toe
too.
Of my choice.
Yeah.
I once knew this lady that didn't have any toes and she couldn't wear sandals.
I feel like if I lost my pinky toe, then I'd be fine. Even running.
Me too.
It's so insignificant. And 59% of people would rather lose a toe than shave their eyebrows. That's kind of funny.
Especially when
once. Yeah, once a month is crazy.
Wait, I want to read this.
All right, I got you.
All right. Would you rather face your biggest fear once or have constant small fears daily?
I'm facing my biggest fear.
Once. Because maybe if you have constant fears every day, you'll get a new biggest fear and it will keep happening daily.
That's a good point. I didn't even think of that one. Now, for me, I don't even know what my biggest fear is, so it would be cool. It would be like a learning experience.
Yeah.
What about you, DJ Pepper?
I think
the same thing. Nice. Wow, 92%, 82% of people
agree.
Oh,
my God.
I don't blame them, though. Whoa. Wow. All right. I'm gonna describe this. Ready? You're right by the Grand Canyon. And your mom and dad are both dangling off. And you only have enough strength to carry one of them up. Which one are you choosing? I couldn't choose either.
My mom. Nah, I'm sorry.
My dad.
I'm sorry.
That's fair.
My dad isn't really around.
I am not choosing that. Actually, you know what? I think I'm choosing my mom. Shh, we're gonna keep that under wraps, though.
Alright, I wanna read this.
Alright.
Marry your enemy, but you will slowly become compatible. Or marry your crush, but you will slowly become incompatible. Yeah, I'm sorry. I wouldn't just marry my enemy.
I think I'm going to have to in this one.
I would definitely marry my enemy.
Yeah.
Because my crush is kind of ugly.
That caught me off guard. That was funny. I'm not even going to lie. All right. See, with this one, every day is going to slowly get worse.
Yeah.
If you choose marry your crush, but you will slowly become incompatible. Mm-hmm. But if you marry your enemy and every day you slowly become more compatible, every day is going to get better and better.
I mean, what happens if you become fully incompatible and then you try to find something and you keep doing it and keep doing it to try to become compatible again?
Hmm. That's a good question. I think it depends on the people.
Yeah, definitely.
So let's see on this one. Wow. So
83% people
would rather marry their enemy and become more compatible over time. Oh, this one's nasty. This one is nasty.
Okay, I think I know it, though. So, would you rather drink water from a flush public toilet or lick a public bathroom floor? I have to go and drink water from the flush public toilet.
I don't know. What were you going
to
say?
To be, like, totally fair with you, I did a science experiment in school. I did a science experiment on this in school. And, So the drinking the flush toilet water was actually much nastier than licking the bathroom floor, because we swabbed the bathroom floor and the inside of the toilet. The toilet was much nastier than the floor.
All right, well, you got a scientific answer right there. I can't argue with that. That's some sound logic. And 59% of people agree. And the other 41% of people simply don't know the science, it seems.
No.
You don't want to do this one?
Not really.
All right, we're going to skip this one.
Oh.
Wow, I think that's...
Wait,
that's
I think we should have done that one. But whatever.
So the question was, would you rather pee every 30 minutes or poop every 30 minutes? Pretty silly question.
I would rather pee, and 92% people agree.
And that's our furthest answer one. I already drink so much water, I pee every half an hour, right? Hey, throw it back to the other question.
Now it feels like every 3 seconds. No.
So we've done a lot of would you rathers. Now we're going to do will you press the button. If you haven't played this before, it's pretty simple. You have a set of circumstances that will come true, and you can press that button and make them come true. But there's always going to be a consequence, so you might not want to press the button. You already did this before. What we are faced with today 20% chance to fully forget your birthday every time you try to mention.
Oh my goodness.
This one's goofy. Whoever thought it, this one's got a pretty cool mind. I would love to have them on our show.
I will not.
I'm not doing it either. Imagine forgetting your own birthday.
That's embarrassing, though.
And I feel like over in Western culture, nobody's gonna judge you for not knowing how to use chopsticks. And even if somebody did judge you based on what silverware you use, that's a little weird of them.
Yeah.
Everybody's got their preference.
I would not press that button.
I'm not pressing that button either. 72% of people would agree. That's this one's funny.
Wait. Yes, I will press this button because I can just escape.
You want to read this one, DJ Pepper?
I can't see it. You read it.
All right.
I'll read it. All right. So it's, you are immortal, but you're in jail for life.
Are you pressing that button?
I'm definitely pressing that button.
What?
Yes, because you can escape. And then you could just go somewhere else. It's not like you're going to die.
It's not.
But still, you'd be on the run for the rest of your life.
What if you...
Exactly.
What if you but, want...
That would add to the fun.
Technically, you're a god, so you can just go down to the underworld and maybe ask Hades for help.
Yep.
If you think about it, though, just because you're immortal doesn't mean you don't feel pain. So if you're getting beaten up in jail, you're gonna feel that.
I mean, just beat him up back.
Yo, you know, I can't argue with that. We do not promote violence here on Clubhouse Radio. But in a hypothetical where you become immortal. If you were immortal, commit violence.
Yeah, nobody's immortal.
Watch, this is gonna age terribly, and people are gonna.
Oh my god!
75% of people
disagree!
Now, me personally, I'm not doing it. I'm not being immortal. DJ Pepper?
I would not want to be immortal.
I mean, you could actually go through the emotional pain. Like, you could have a family, and then they could pass away.
You would have 1,000 families in your lifetime, and they would all pass away.
Oh, I want to read it.
Right.
Alright, so, it's... Your dream video game gets made, but it's developed by that one studio you do not like. I'm pressing that button.
You're pressing it?
Yeah, because if it's my dream video game, then it will probably have all the characters and everything I want.
Yeah.
It's my dream.
And if you don't like it, you don't gotta play it. So I'm pressing the button.
I would not.
Oh, 74% no. of people.
What's that one studio you don't like?
I just really don't like games.
That's fair.
Yeah.
74% people agree.
Would you rather have infinite bacon, but no games?
Yes.
Or infinite games, all the games you want, but no games?
None of them.
What about you?
I don't know. Wait. What? Wait, say the question again?
Alright, would you rather have unlimited bacon and no games, or infinite games, unlimited games, all the games you want, but no games?
But no games? Alright, I'm pressing that button
now. That's from a YouTuber I watch, so that's a little bit of an inside joke. And if you listening get it, then we're automatically friends. Give me a high five if you feel me. So we're gonna go into a bit of a song break. I've been yapping a lot, and I know you guys get tired of hearing my voice. So we're gonna go into... We're gonna let DJ Rizzler... Saying that DJ name will never not make me smile.
Alright, we're gonna do Baby by Justin Bieber and Ludacris.
Good pick.
13, I have my first love. There was nobody that compared to my baby, and nobody came between us, so could ever come above. She had me going crazy. Oh, I was starstruck. She woke me up daily. Don't need no Starbucks. Woo! She made my heart pound and skip a beat when I see her in the street and at school on the playground. But I really want to see her on the weekend. She knows she got me dazing because she was so amazing. And now my heart is breaking, but I just keep on saying,
baby, baby.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your host, and I am joined with these two wonderful DJs.
Actually, we're adding a new one as soon as he comes back.
That's true. These three wonderful DJs. But right now, we're joined with
DJ Rizzler.
DJ Pepper.
Never getting tired of those names. Amazing names. We got a new generation of DJs here. So, I'm going to leave it up to you guys. What do you guys want to do?
Well, let's press the button.
We're going to do press the button. Now, those of you guys who haven't played this before, it's like Would You Rather. You get a question, and you'll get a superpower, this will happen, you get $1 million, but then something will happen, too, that you don't want. And that's the consequence. So you could press the button,
or you can choose not to. So, we are joined with another DJ. So the cool part about radio is you get to pick.
Oh, what's that? Shut up.
No, you're good. Don't worry. That was funny. Funny timing. So yeah, what? We're doing. Would you press the
button?
We're
playing radio.
Hi.
What?
We're online, like the radio you hear in your car. We're doing that right now. So yeah, be quiet.
So, what do you guys think? You can make anyone you want give you all their money at any time. That's crazy.
Yes. I would want to do that.
You don't even got to.
Nope. I'm pressing the button.
All right. But they can pick one thing you have to do to earn it, and you must do it.
Mm.
That could be a lot of things.
Weird, though.
Yeah, weird. Or it's like just something you don't want to do. Jump into this freezing cold lake.
No.
No, that's crazy.
So would you guys press the button?
Guys, yes, stop. You can't play the radio.
So, we're going to press the button here. And 51% of people pressed it, and 49% of people
elected
not to.
Oh, yeah, we got to tell everybody that you DJ
Yes, we
name.
Can. We can hear you banging on it.
So,
we can
you got your
that.
DJ name? Oh, yeah, you do. We're joined with...
DJ Skivity.
So, you... You will go into the world of your favorite series, but you will not be able to interact with your favorite character. What do you got?
No, I'm not pressing that button. Wait,
DJ Pepper,
press the button. You will go into the world of your favorite series. But you will not be able to interact with your favorite character.
DJ Pepper, yeah. So offline for a minute.
Button.
What's your favorite series? Like, if you like TV, what's your favorite TV show? If you read books, what's your favorite book? But your favorite one of them of all time. So, you will teleport into the world of Jeffy.
But you can't
interact with your favorite character.
Which is probably Jeff.
So you don't want to do it?
I do. I would.
So you would press the button.
I would press the button.
Okay, yes.
Because the main character is in it, which is Jeffy and his dad, but my favorite character is... Wait.
Like the girl, the mom. Oh.
Paulina?
Yeah.
Elite ball knowledge right there. I'm surprised I still remember that. So, would you rather be stuck living forever... So you're immortal, you never die.
Okay.
Or would you rather only live for 10 more years?
Mortal.
Mortal.
Yeah. Mortal. 10 more years, I'm too young to die.
DJ Pepper
yeah,
is
too
back.
Young to die.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
I
would
I
be
that.
18. Die at 18, girl.
Yeah, that would be sad.
I would die at 20.
Didn't even get my full 20 years. Wait, what's your
Facts.
DJ name?
Yeah, your DJ name. It could be anything, really.
Oh, for real? It could be anything.
Yeah, DJ something.
As long as there's no cursing and it's appropriate. What's your DJ name?
DJ Rizzler.
So it could be pretty much anything.
DJ No, bro.
All right.
What was it?
Oh, mine's just DJ Khaled.
What was it?
DJ.
Yes,
oh
my
that.
God. We're going to have to talk to some youth here today after radio. That's unfortunate. I'm so sorry, everybody. But let's get back to the show. The show must go on. Don't worry, we'll be talking to them about that.
Let's go.
I don't even know how that kid knows that. That's sad. Okay. Anyways.
Yeah. No,
oh no, I shut down. Would you rather travel by yourself or travel with family?
Travel by myself.
Until 7.
First class.
Until 7. Travel with my family. Yeah.
I changed my mind. I'll probably travel with my family so I could go in first class.
Yeah, I think traveling with your family is just a nice, chill vibe.
60 yeah. against 40.
Would you rather hike a large mountain or run a marathon?
run a marathon.
You guys know how long a marathon is?
I go to Large Mountain. Yeah, it's what.
Whoa, 130 miles. I don't think only David Goggins can do something like that. A marathon's like 26 miles.
What about Sonic? Oh.
What about Sonic?
Sonic? Oh, Sonic's just built different. Sonic's doing both of these in a second.
No, like 2 seconds.
Sonic is just built different.
That's what I'm saying. I agree. So, it is almost time to end today's show, guys. So we're going to do some community shout-outs, and then we're going to say goodbye. Yeah. But DJ Skibbity has a would you rather.
Would you rather jump off a bridge with family or jump off a bridge by yourself and pass away?
That's sad. Why do you pick that
one? I don't know.
Okay, not pass away, but would you jump off a bridge by yourself? On the concrete. All right, fine. In water.
No, burst into laughter. I'm going by myself. I don't want anybody else getting hurt.
Yes.
So, guys,
I agree, no harm.
It's the end of the day, so we just have a few events. So, up by Upper Depot, there's going to be a reggae night. That's August 2nd, 2025, 6 to 9 p.m., 708 State Street, 1st Hudson, New York. Hudson, New York, 12534. And then we also got Bodie's Lighthouse Lab. This is going to be Saturdays at 11:30. This is happening at 82nd Street in Athens, New York, from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. I think it's going to be a weekly thing. I'm not so sure about that. Hopefully you guys can pop on in and then let me know, because I think it seems pretty cool. There's a lot of cool science stuff that they teach kids. So if you're a kid that is into science, you can ask your parents to bring you. And if you're a parent, you can think about bringing your kids. We also have Catskill Food Pantry. That's open every Friday. August 1st was today. And unfortunately, that is over now. But don't worry, there's always next week's, which will be August 8th. And that's 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Parish Hall of St.